Today's affirmation: I am capable of letting go and becoming more resourceful because my time is valuable. Have you ever found yourself saying, "I need more time in the day"? On those days, do you feel as if you're racing against the clock with a to-do list that needs your time and attention on top of your regular day-to-day responsibilities? You don't even have a spare moment to pause and reset before moving on to your next task. Pulled in every direction by every aspect of your life, you're left with no time to recharge or rejuvenate, only to do it all over again the following day. I know this feeling all too well. The overwhelming busyness, needing more time in your day to get things done, or the lack of time for personal enrichment and growth for yourself. As much as we want or need more time, there will never be a 25th hour. So let's shift our perspective about time. Instead of wanting more, let's look for resources elsewhere. Hello and welcome to the Mindful Life Changes podcast, where we dive deep into the challenges and transformations shaping our lives, from shifts in our roles at home and work, to the transitions we navigate physically and mentally as we gracefully age. I'm your host, Valerie Mecki, a career change guide and mindfulness enthusiast. In today's episode, we're going to uncover what we really need in those moments when there's too much to do and only a finite amount of time available. I'll share questions to ask yourself when you feel pulled in every direction and wish you had more time in the day. By posing these questions instead of feeling frustrated with yourself or resentful of your to-do list, the goal is to accomplish the most important things while hopefully creating some additional time and space for yourself. Our lives are full. Whether you're shuttling your kids from one activity to another, preparing for a client meeting, managing a household, or caregiving for an aging parent, it is no wonder there seems to be not enough hours in the day to accomplish everything, let alone find time for yourself. I refer to this as our rubber band era, a time when midlifers are stretched in every direction and facet of our lives. And like a rubber band, we are designed to be supportive and resilient, geniusly made for this stage of our life, but we must always be careful not to overstretch or else we'll snap open. On days when everyone in your life demands your attention or your to-do list extends beyond what can realistically be accomplished, the risk of burnout is real. You might find yourself pouring all of your energy to those around you, surrendering to the busyness of life, which may leave you feeling depleted and unfulfilled, a setback for which there is simply no time for, especially when there is no such thing as a 25th hour. Since we can't get more time in the day, what do we truly need? When your day begins to overflow and it's clear that there isn't enough time, I encourage you to pause and ask yourself these three questions. Do I need convenience? Do I need grace? Or do I need to train? Let's tackle the first question. Do I need convenience? We live in a day and age where we don't have to go to the store to do all the shopping. There's a service or app for that. The convenience of someone else shopping for you was a small glimmer of positivity from the shutdown. Let's take advantage of this oftentimes free service offered by grocery stores. If you're already leveraging this resource, I applaud you. And if you're hesitant because you prefer to select your own produce and meat, it's time to let it go. Your time and sanity is too precious to care about green bananas. Another convenience worth exploring is utilizing AI. This technology isn't just a buzzword for 20-somethings or limited to the business world. This technology is perfect for midlifers. We are at the start of a new era of productivity, making it ideal to have an AI chatbot draft your PTA emails or plan out your weekly grocery list and dinner plans. Embrace AI tools like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini, and think of them as your own personal virtual assistants, free and ready to minimize your online tasks, thereby freeing up more of your time and mental energy for the things that truly matter. Moving on to the second question, do I need to give myself some grace? This question assumes and requires a willingness to accept that you won't complete everything off of your list. In this era of demanding life schedules, failing to accomplish everything on your to-do list and not meeting your own expectations can be a hard pill to swallow, particularly for perfectionists or high achievers. You can't see me, but I am raising my hand to both of these personality traits. You will disappoint others or fall behind on a task or project. That's just life. However, this doesn't diminish your intentions or self-worth. You might be accustomed to running your life like clockwork or maintaining a tight ship. But when life throws a curveball, being a parent who gets sick, work not being what it used to be, or your child experiencing a challenging phase, life can throw you for a loop. Providing yourself some grace can offer a mental safe space, free from judgment and self-criticism. You are doing the best you can given the circumstances. If skipping that last item on your to-do list means you can take time for yourself to rest and rejuvenate, then it's not just necessary, it's absolutely worth it. Give yourself some grace. Lastly, the third question, do I need to train? Okay, so this question might seem a bit unusual and counterintuitive because it doesn't give you more time. Well, not immediately, at least. However, if you invest your time now to train someone, you'll reap the benefits of saved time in the future. This could be as simple as having your teenager join you in cooking dinner or folding laundry together. Yes, it might be challenging at first and likely require some persuasion and some arm twisting, but there's no better time than the present to foster independence and promote teamwork. And by the way, this principle applies to households without kids. You should be reassessing your responsibilities with your partner too. In an office setting, if you were pulled to focus on a critical project or promoted to take on higher priorities in an organization, you would need to train someone to cover your responsibilities. This principle should apply at home as well. Whether you're stretched thin for caring for a health-challenged parent or working on getting your new business off the ground, it's time to make changes in your personal organization. Call in reinforcements and ask for more support. So, the days where there isn't enough hours to get everything done, ask yourself these three questions. Do I need convenience? Do I need grace? Or do I need to train? Be responsible for your own well-being by reassessing what truly is needed at the moment. I promise you, you'll find some peace and at the end of the day, feeling more fulfilled and less overwhelmed by the constant demands of midlife. With that being said, let's take advantage of this present moment with an empowering affirmation session to help encourage us of letting go of the small stuff so we can focus on what matters the most. Your time is valuable, so let's begin. We'll start our affirmation practice by priming your mind and body so you'll be open to this affirmation. Take a deep cleansing breath in and out. I'll begin by reciting the affirmation twice. When you listen to the affirmations, imagine you're writing this affirmation down on a whiteboard, or you're watching someone write it on the board for you. This will help with memorization. I am capable of letting go and becoming more resourceful because my time is valuable. I am capable of letting go and becoming more resourceful because my time is valuable. I'll repeat the affirmation again, but this time I want you to repeat it out loud to yourself so you can make a connection. I'm capable of letting go and becoming more resourceful because my time is valuable. I'll repeat the affirmation again, and once again, say it out loud to yourself. I am capable of letting go and becoming more resourceful because my time is valuable. Now imagine you're carrying a backpack and it's full of different sized rocks, each representing your responsibilities. I want you to imagine pulling out the small rocks and handing them to others with love and trust. Your backpack is now lighter, only carrying the most important rocks. You immediately feel light and more energized. I'll repeat this affirmation again and imagine yourself in this action in full color. I am capable of letting go and becoming more resourceful because my time is valuable. I'll repeat it one last time and give you a moment to let it sink in. I am capable of letting go and becoming more resourceful because my time is valuable. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes if you had them closed. And if it feels comfortable to you, place your hand over your heart to help seal in this affirmation practice with self-love and care. This affirmation is yours to recite and practice for 21 days, once a day. It's most effective before you go to bed at night or when you wake up in the morning before you start your day. To deepen your affirmation practice, consider making your affirmations sticky. Write this affirmation down on a sticky note and place it on your bathroom mirror or laptop as a daily reminder that you are capable of releasing the less critical aspects of your life so you can concentrate on what truly matters the most. Or transform this affirmation into a short mantra. I am capable of letting go. Repeat it silently before the start of a busy day to help shift your mindset, remind yourself that you don't have to shoulder all the weight and responsibilities alone. Earlier, I briefly described the phase of our lives being stretched in all different directions and calling it the rubber band era. If you're curious to learn more about this and what it means, check out episode 40 for the full explanation. I'll include the link in the show notes. Make sure to subscribe and bookmark this episode so you'll have it handy whenever you need a quick guide of this affirmation. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a family member or a friend who may be searching for an empowering affirmation or mantra. Or show your appreciation by giving us a rating of this podcast wherever you're listening. Your support will help midlifers discover this podcast so it can grow and blossom. Thank you for sharing this time and space with me. Every moment you dedicate to being mindful is a step towards a more fulfilled and vibrant life. Keep embracing your midlife journey with an open heart, and remember, you are not alone in this. I look forward to our next mindful gathering. I'll talk to you soon.